Good morning. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio and FMFC's Global Prayer Warriors, Command Your Morning. I just want to say hello to everyone. My name is Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm standing in for my apostle, Dr. Roslyn Overton. I'm just happy to be here. God bless everyone, and we're going to get started this morning. We're going to take your prayer request. Please call in or go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors prayer page, and send your prayer request. We're going to go ahead and get started this morning and praise God and go before the throne of grace and just bless the Lord. So please feel free to send your prayer request, and so that we can pray for you and praise God with you and move forward. Let me start this morning with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace today. Father, right now, everyone that's on the line, Father, many will call in and give us their prayer requests, and some will just listen, Father. So those that will listen, Father, you know what they stand in need of. Father, you know everything that's on their heart, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we ask that you just continue, Father, to watch over them, Father, to bless them, Father, to give them all that they need according to your word, O Heavenly Father, that my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So, Father, we thank you, Father. There are those, Father, that are brokenhearted, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you bind them up and heal them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, let no one, Father, go through this day, Father, suffering, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just thank you right now, Father. We praise your name right now, Father. Father, right now, just continue to bless your children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. There are those, Father, that are sick, O Heavenly Father. And your word says, Father, that you have, Father, that Jesus has taken on our affliction, O Heavenly Father. Father, so we ask right now, O Heavenly Father, that there be no affliction, Father, in those, Father, that Father, in those, Father, that are suffering from affliction, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we ask right now for healing, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask for finances, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, right now, there are those, Father, that are going through family situations, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, I just ask you to bless those, Father, that are going through family situations, Father, and so on and so forth. Father, meet their every need, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, so we thank you right now, Father. We praise your name right now, Father. These words, Father, that we have spoken, we declare them to be so in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. We say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen.
No strength to fight.
Good morning, we are back. Again, this is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Command Your Morning Show. This is our weekly intercessory praise and prayer show. Please feel free to call in your prayer request or send your prayer request over our Facebook FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page. We love to pray for you. We love to be in a position of intercessory prayer warriors for you. So please send those over. Before we went on Blog Talk Radio, our intercessory prayer was over a conference line, and how we kind of changed the format up and how we would go about it. We would come on, we would give God praise, and we would also read a scripture. So I'd like to kind of go back a little bit and just give God praise for about 60 seconds, if we can just give God praise and just give him the glory right now for about 60 seconds. Father, we just thank you. Father, we give you praise right now. Father, we magnify your name. Father, you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised, Father. Many, Father, For many, Father, went to bed last night and expected to wake up. Father, they had a full schedule, Father, but they did not open their eyes, Father, and you touched us, Father, with your hand of mercy, and you awakened us, Father. So we thank you, Father. We praise you, Father. We uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name. We thank you for every answered prayer, O Heavenly Father, and those, Father, that will be answered, Father, in their right time, O Heavenly Father. We just thank you. We give you praise, Father. We thank you, Father, for your word, Father. We thank you for your wisdom, Father. We thank you for your righteousness. We thank you for your fullness. We thank you for your glory. Precious Lamb of God, Jesus, our Lord and Savior, we thank you. We thank you. We praise you. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and praise you. We magnify your name this morning, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name, Father. Father, we thank you for salvation, Father. We thank you for your plan of redemption, Father. We just uplift and magnify your name, Father. We give you praise, Father, like never before. We just praise your holy name, Father. We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And typically after we finished our giving God praise and going before God's throne of grace and giving him glory, we would read a scripture. So I would like to, because of the times that we're in, I want to go ahead and read a scripture. And I'm going to read Psalm 91 from the King James Version of the Bible. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the terror that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me. Therefore, I will deliver him. I will set him up on high, because he has known my name. He shall come upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen. This is one of my favorite scriptures. I just love this scripture because it says that God will give his angels charge over us, and that he has set his love upon us, and that he will bless us with long life. He will satisfy us and show us his salvation. So that's just a wonderful thing to receive from the Lord. Amen. So before we move forward, I want to say another prayer. This is on my heart today. I want to say a prayer for those in ministry. As those in ministry, we go through battles, we go through trials and tribulation, and we go through trials and tribulation, and a lot of worship partners don't realize what the ministry leaders go through. And, I mean, I'm asking that you always pray for your ministry leaders. Because many times, because we're praying for so many other people, we're covering other people, we're covering issues in the world, we're covering things that the Holy Spirit is giving us to pray for during our prayer sessions with the Lord. And a lot of times we don't get that intimate prayer for ourselves, and others don't cover us at times. So I want to pray for ministry leaders right now. Father God, we just thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. Father, we magnify your holy name. Father, we come before you, Father, this morning, and we're uplifting, Father, ministry leaders, Father. Father, we're coming against depression. Father, we're coming against the spirit of being overworked, weary, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, your promise to us is that, Father, if we stay focused, Father, if your word says that you will keep us in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because we trust in you, Father. Father, your word says those that wait upon the Lord, Father, we will mount up on wings as eagles. We will run and not get weary. We will walk and not faint. Thank you, Father. We praise you, Father, for your promises, Father. We remind you of your promises. Father, there are those ministry leaders, Father, that are a hair away from giving up, Father, from letting it go, Father. We ask you to approach them, Father. Strengthen them, Father. Strengthen those, Father, that you actually want to go forward, Father, and feed your sheep, O Heavenly Father. Give them the food to feed your sheep, O Heavenly Father. Give them the mindset, Father, to command their day and even command time, that time, Father, gives them time to adequately do everything that they desire to do and everything you would have them do, Father. Spend time with their family. Study the word, O Heavenly Father. Meditate in the word both day and night, Father. Preach and teach the word, O Heavenly Father. Father, go out and lay hands on the sick, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father, we even pray for the ministry partners, Father, fathers, that they will have an ear to hear, O Heavenly Father, hearts that will receive, Father, hearts that will retain, Father, what is the food that is being given to them, that is being taught to them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, fill reservoirs this morning, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill them to the brim today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, lead and guide the ministry leaders as well as the ministry partners. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, O Heavenly Father. Father, I feel a refreshing, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for a refreshing, Father. Hallelujah, Father. In the name of Jesus, we stand, Father, in wait to hear the testimonies from ministry leaders and ministry partners, Father, that they have been refreshed, that they have been, Father, strengthened, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, O Heavenly Father, ministry leaders and ministry partners refreshed, O Heavenly Father, ready, Father, to carry on in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We say, Father, we just say, in your Son's mighty name, Father, we decree these things to be so, and we say, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. We have a caller on right now that it's on her heart to pray for world leaders and political leaders. We're going to bring her in right now, and let her lead us and lead us to the throne of grace with this prayer. Amen. Caller, are you there?
Good morning. Yes, this is Apostle Overton. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, Apostle Overton. How are you this morning?
I am well, and yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. Well, everyone, I'm going to give it over to the hands of my apostle, Dr. Rosalind Overton. I am pleased that she can get on the line. Go ahead, Apostle. Take over, please.
Well, we're going to let Holy Spirit take over because, you know, he's in control anyway. But I thank you for sitting in this morning and holding up the bloodstained banner. We must unite in faith and continue to do the things that are necessary to rebuke Satan and to kill out every plot and plan of him. So I'm thankful for you this morning and all the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors and how we're trying to unite in faith. And yes, because we are all going through so much in regards to the voting, the campaigning that's going on with Trump and with Clinton and I forget this, Carol, just all of them. We want to pray for world leadership because we want God's divine will to be done. So I am going to pray that the Lord will open up the eyes and open up the ears, especially of the prophets, so that we can have some proper direction and proper knowledge to do proper voting. Okay, so Heavenly Father, I thank you this morning, and I pray that you forgive us and all of the world leaders for any unforgiveness, that they will realize their personal sinfulness and the daily need for cleansing, Lord God, as we all need to do self-examination. Even forgive me now of every sin, God, of every inadequacy to fulfill your task, Lord God, and to fulfill your promises. Don't let us be an impediment, the body of Christ, but allow us to see and hear you clearly. Lord God, I ask that you will give the president to be wisdom and knowledge and courage to do what they should do, do what's right, do what's according to 1 Timothy, God. And we pray that they would reject all counsel that violates Christian principles and ordinances, Lord God, your laws and statutes, and that they would trust you and prove you to be right, Lord God. There is a way for them to still do godly decision making and do the job of a politician. So I pray that they will resist those who would pressure them to violate their conscience in you, and that your power, your lordship, God, and that they will reverse the trend that's been going on of socialism and humanism in this nation, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you would allow them to be ready to forsake their personal ambitions and hiding out behind personal agendas and political causes, and that they would do what's good for this country. God, help them to rely upon prayer and your word, and let their source be of you, of strength and wisdom for decisions in this daily walk. This is a very crucial time, God. This is a very crucial voting time. And we're asking you, Lord God, to allow your divine will to be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, restore restore dignity to this nation. Restore honor. Restore trustworthiness. God, restore truth and righteousness to the office of the presidency for the United States of America, and help them to remember to be a good example in their personal conduct for their fathers and sons of this nation to follow, God. Let them be true role models and mentors, godly role models and mentors in the name of Jesus. Lord, help those that are in the cabinet, oh God, Abba, Sandar, Olobosha, to understand and know that you, God, only you promised that the land to Israel and gave certain borders to be there. God, we're supposed to still be praying for them, undergirding them. Help the president and the State Department and others to no longer continue to urge and require Israel to give up believing in God or you, God, in the name of Jesus. That's your word in Ezekiel, Lord God. Help them, Heavenly Father, to repent for urging a peace plan that will cause them to sin against you. Let them be able to still be able to pray to you and honor you, God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, I ask that you would just be their refuge, whoever this president is to be, and the stronghold in the safety of this land. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we will prosper. I pray that every plot, plan, and ploy of the enemy is destroyed now in the name of Jesus. I pray that finances be restored. I pray that homelessness will be destroyed. I pray that jobs will be given and employed in the mighty name of Jesus. Moving by your spirit even now, oh God. I pray for the world leaders will rest in your spirit, that you would just endow them and overtake them, and they don't even know what's happening to them because they decided that morning to get up with their own agenda. Oh, but God, your will and your agenda took over them. I believe that skillful and godly wisdom has entered into their hearts even now, God, and that your will be done, and that their ears will be attentive to you, God, not socialism, not people around them, but God, let your will just take them over in this hour, God, in the name of Jesus. We come up against you, Satan. We bind you up, Satan. You will not overtake this country. You will not overtake this land. But Lord God, have your will. You said when the enemy come in like a flood, you will lift up a standard against them. So Lord God, even now, I'm going to take a pause and say it like this. When the enemy come in like a flood, your standard will lift up against them. So, Lord God, we're going to make it more powerful. And so that when the enemy comes, your will, your standard, your devise, your remise, oh God, will lift up a standard against them. And Lord God, they will not be able to hurt us because you said, touch not mine anointed and do my prophet no harm. So, Lord God, I'm looking for you even now to move by your spirit in their lives. Right now, God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for restoration. We thank you for restitution. We thank you for joy. We thank you for strength. We even thank you right now for this broadcast. For Lord God, you are in it. Why? Because you've taken control over it. Now, Lord God, I just pray for the man of God who's hosting this morning. Lord God, I command his day today, dear Jesus. I command that he will walk in the laws and statutes of you. I command right now that he will be restored restored in places that he may be broken. I pray right now that your divine will is upon he and his family. I command right now that, Lord God, anything that he asks for in your name, as long as he delights himself in you, you've already done it. I command it come into manifestation today in this hour, that he will be rejoicing in this fifth hour prayer watch. God, healing, restoration, rejuvenation, and even rest on this Sabbath day will be upon him in his day. In Jesus' mighty name, we bind up all backlash and retaliation and declare these things to be so. God bless you, man of God.
God bless you, Apostle Overton. Amen, amen. Amen. That was a wonderful, wonderful prayer. Praise God. Be it unto this nation and be it unto me. Again, we just want to thank Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. This is my apostle. This is my overseer. She is the overseer of FMFC Outreach Ministry. So let's just keep the woman of God in prayer. Again, ministry leaders need prayer. So if you would just keep her uplifted in prayer, that would be such a blessing. So I'm going to go ahead and move forward, and the Lord is putting something on my heart. I want to pray for the children of this nation. Recently, I moved back to Chicago for years. I was born and raised in Chicago. I lived in California for many years, and I've come back, and I just see not just the violence against our children, but our children walking around just not being parented the way that they should. They're closing schools, and all of the resources around them are under attack. So if you would stand with me and stand in agreement with me as I go forward and allow the Holy Spirit to use me and pray for our children, I want to just say thank you. And again, please just stand in agreement with me. Father God, we just thank you and uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We uplift your name. Father, we thank you for your glorious and wondrous word. Father, right now we come uplift children of Chicago, the children of this nation, O Heavenly Father. Father, first we just want to ask, Father, that you would give them wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Father, give them wisdom and understanding. Father, give them a desire, Father, to seek understanding, O Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, right now, Father, we ask you to even touch the bless the school systems. In fact, Father, because you have given us authority, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that no more schools will close, O Heavenly Father. In fact, Father, the schools will open. Father, that you will staff the schools with men and women of God, Father, with wisdom, O Heavenly Father, and understanding, and those that allow themselves to be moved by the Holy Spirit. Father, we call these individuals from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Come and build up these school systems in this nation. Father, right now we decree and declare, Father, that there will be enough, provisions, Father, for books, computers, paper, pencils, all the utensils needed for these children to learn, function, and operate, Father, in an academic environment, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now we decree and declare, Father, that you are sending, Father, anointed men and women of God, Father, to run these school boards, Father, to sit in as principals, O Heavenly Father, to mentor, Father, and to speak wisdom into these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare that you're building up their homes, O Heavenly Father, that you're giving their parents wisdom, O Heavenly Father. You're even giving wisdom to those that have influence over them, uncles, O Heavenly Father, brothers and sisters, Father, neighbors, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, that they will be surrounded on all sides by those with wisdom and understanding, Father. Father, right now I ask that you, Father, with creating these children a clean heart, Father, give them a desire, Father, to seek your knowledge, to come to church, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, to seek you, Father, in the days of their youth before the dark days come, according to your word, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. Bless these children, Father. Keep them, Father. Your word says that you will be a father to the fatherless. So, Father, we're asking that you would father them, Father, and let them not miss anything that they would learn, Father, from a competent father. Father, a anointed, blessed father, a wise father, O Heavenly Father, who has understanding, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would give your angels charge over them, Father, so that these children will meet no hurt, harm, or danger, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against gang recruitment, O Heavenly Father. We come against the spirit of violence against these children, Father. We come against, Father, experimentation with drugs and alcohol, O Heavenly Father. We come against addictions, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against depression, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come against everything that the enemy would use to attack them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, give your angels charge, Father, to begin to tear down right now, this day, every stronghold, Father, that has been put in place to mislead, to confuse these children, O Heavenly Father. Father, open their spiritual eyes, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Father, there are those children, Father, that don't get to eat square meals every day, Father. Father, bless, Father, with resources, Father. Let men and women, Father, open their doors, Father, and feed these children and clothe these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare, Father, your provisions, Father, will be revealed to them this day, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, let your mercy and your wisdom, Father, follow them all the days of their lives, O Heavenly Father. Father, lead them into salvation, Father, so that they will walk into your promise of everlasting life, Father. They will walk into your covenant promises, O Heavenly Father, to walk in the Abrahamic blessing, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare these things for these children right now, Father. Father, keep them in their right mind, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you and praise you right now, Father. We magnify your name. We thank you, Heavenly Father. Father, dispatch your angels, Father, to watch over the schools, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. To, Father, protect the schools, Father, so there won't be any shooters, Father, bombers, O Heavenly Father, or anybody that will be a tool of Satan to try to exact violence against these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, right now we decree and declare that these children won't need guns, that they will put down the guns, O Heavenly Father. Father, the mindset, Father, that I must be ready to pull the trigger, Father, or take a gun to school. Father, we come against that mental stronghold, that ideology, Father. We command it broken right now. Satan, the tool that you're using against our children will no longer work. We command you to cease and desist your operation in the mind of our children. Hallelujah. We come against the conditions that you have put in place. We come against the deception that you put in place, and we decree and declare right now that the deception is broken. It is removed. Hallelujah. Our children have clear spiritual vision. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Father, we uplift your name right now. Father, we ask that you speak to our children, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We praise you. We just uplift your holy name, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise you, Father. Father, we decree these words that have been spoken and prayed over our children of this nation to be so. Father, we say amen, amen, and thank you, Lord, and amen. Praise God. We just praise God. Just continue to pray for our children through the week as you wake up every morning and remember to command your day. Keep our children, keep our children in remembrance so that they're always covered in prayer. Just because prayer has been taken out of the schools do not mean that we don't cover the schools. It's a good thing to have prayer in school, but sometimes, because there's no longer prayer in school, let's pray over the school. Let's walk in our dominion and decree and declare that the places where prayer were, prayer still covers them, and the angels still have charge over them, and our children will not meet hurt, harm, or danger. Satan will not take our schools from our children and from us, the men and women of God. It is our duty to cover the world. The sinners are doing what the sinners do, amen? But it's time for the men and women of God to stand in our place and take on our assignment to correct things in this world, amen? So I'm going to go ahead and, again, pray for those. Actually, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm going to bring, again, my dear apostle back on the line. The Lord has given her some other things to cover in prayer. Amen. So, again, we're going to bring Apostle Dr. Roslyn Overton back on the line. It's always a pleasure to have the woman of God pray. The Holy Spirit uses her mightily. And again, I'm her pastor, so I'm one of her pastors. So it's just a blessing to have her cover me. Apostle, are you there?
I am. Good morning again. God bless you.
Well, I'm going to go ahead, Apostle, and just turn it over to your capable hands.
Well, pray for me while I'm praying for everyone else. God bless you, man of God. I'm just going to lift up a prayer against the spirit of bondage, as I see so much of that in the community and working in the educational sector. I find that especially, I wouldn't definitely say everyone, but especially the African-American community. So I just want to pray over that spirit, that it not be a spirit of bondage, but that we bind it up and it becomes a spirit of death. It dry up and dissipate. So, Father God, I just come before you once again this morning, thanking you for your loving kindness, oh God. Thank you for your finger of love that you've shown us to wake us up this morning and being clothed in our right minds. God, being indoors and having food on the table, dear Jesus. We bless you for this and take nothing for granted, oh God. Father, we witness a lot of bondage in our communities. And Lord God, we bind all of that in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of bondage by its name, along with every fruit and root and tentacle, every link and offspring in our children's lives, in this community, in the city and state, oh God, in the country, in the waters, in the atmosphere, oh God, and the lives of everybody that we've prayed for today, along with the fruits thereof, fruits that come with this spirit of bondage, the spirit of fear, Abba Shanda, you are bound, spirit of drugs, you are bound right now in the name of Jesus, every spirit of alcohol, cigarettes, smoking, every spirit of obscenity and sex, pornography, you are bound up. We dry you up. We take the breath from out of you in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of captivity and compulsive sin, that impulsive sin, quick decision making without consulting God, Abu Shanda, trying to come up out of bondage, but don't know how. So you just make a good decision, and it's not a God decision. So we bind that up in the name of Jesus and all of its roots and all of its tentacles in the name of Jesus. Father God, I have them bound, and that you loose truth, that you lose righteousness, you lose freedom, you lose liberty and joy, you lose a hunger and a thirst for righteousness amongst the community, the African Americans, this city, this state, this country, that the people will adopt a mindset of you, a heart after you, and a longing for you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare each and every last one of these prayers to be so.
And it is so. Amen. Again, thank you, Apostle Overton, for that prayer.
God,
we just, again, blessing us with covering those issues in prayer. Thank you so much. And our time is winding down here. So if you were not on today or didn't post a prayer request, please go to our Facebook page, which is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Like the page, please. If you're going through issues in life and desire prayer, or even if you don't think you desire prayer, it's totally anonymous. Just leave your prayer request. Allow us to cover you in prayer. Don't go through issues of life by yourself. Don't go to God's throne of grace alone. There is a law of agreement. There is a heavenly law of agreement. The word says, where there's two or more of you that agree on anything on earth, as in touching, it will be done for you by the Father. God's law of agreement spoken by our Lord and Savior Jesus. So when we go to the throne of grace, I place my faith with your faith, and we come together in agreement, and God recognizes that. So please don't go through issues of life alone. You can always reach out to us. This is why God has put this on our heart and gave us this assignment. And this is why we are here, and this is why we get up early in the morning, to command our morning, to stand with you and command your morning, to stand with you in prayer, to pray away the issues of life and walk ourselves into the promises and the blessings of our Heavenly Father. So please go to our page, like the page, set your alarms so that we can all come together and pray with you guys. And we are, again, thank you. The page again is on Facebook, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Command your day. So please like the page and again, send us your prayer request so that we can cover you in prayer. Thank you again for joining us, and we will see you next week, same time, same place, and God bless you through the week. If you need prayer through the week, remember, go to the page, like the page, leave your prayer request, and we will cover you. Again, God bless you. We love you, and we look forward to praying with you and praising God with you again. Have a blessed week. Bye-bye.